Medicon Medical Publishers produces peer-reviewed reports and highlights on major medical meetings. We bring the Congress to the physician.
Medicom had the opportunity to speak with the editor of our dermatology series, Professor Peter van de Kerkhof. He's at the Radboud University in Nijmegen, and he tells us a little bit about the meeting that happened in Boston at the American Academy of Dermatology.
Dear colleagues, it was a pleasure in March this year to visit the American Academy of Dermatology in Boston. After 2 years of virtual meetings, now it was a live meeting. And colleagues from the United States and from all over the world came together. And there was a lot of new information to be shared and to be discussed. Colleagues were also very pleased to see each other after several years. All the new developments in dermatology were made in the AAD visible in the various presentations. And this comprised new findings on the pathogenesis of diseases of the skin, the discovery of biomarkers, news on pathogenesis-targeted treatments. In addition to these discoveries, the question was addressed on the implementation of these innovations in real clinical practice. Real-world evidence studies become more and more important, as a clinical trial is a sort of a clinical laboratory situation, where predefined inclusion-exclusion criteria make a research population which is not comprising all the difficulties that patients may have in real life. So, what was important, for example, there is in psoriasis more and more attention on the persistence of the psoriatic lesions, and it became clear that TRM cells, tissue memory, resident memory cells, are crucial. And studies are on their way now to discover to what extent a longer persistence of the treatment coincides with a longer presence of these TRM cells in the psoriatic lesions. New pathogenesis-based treatments appear in various fields, and it was great to hear that dermatology is shifting from a relatively limited arsenal of treatments to a much broader arsenal of treatments. I was personally very much impressed on the new possibilities for vitiligo. I remember vitiligo as an area where to reach an adequate improvement is often a difficulty in patients, and patients may suffer very much from vitiligo. And there is now new light at the end of the tunnel with the various small molecules resulting in both topical and systemic new treatments. So the advances in vitiligo are very impressive. In psoriasis and atopic dermatology, new insights go hand in hand with the development of pathogenesis-based treatments. For psoriasis, we know this already for some time. And in the field of psoriasis, it is more to discuss, actually, at what time in the development of the psoriatic process the newest treatments that are the anti-IL-70s and anti-IL-23s are initiated. Important was bimekizumab, which is a new anti-IL-7 treatment targeted at IL-17A and IL-17F, which is a true innovation. But in atopic dermatitis, both biologics as small molecules are actually now entering in the process of being prescribed in real clinical practice. And the position of these drugs is studied in various clinical comparative studies and in real-world experience studies. The general impression of AAD 2022 is advancing insights in diseases and treatments and enhancing diagnosis and treatment of diseases of the skin. I recommend reading the report that we produced.
This podcast was produced by Medicom Medical Publishers.